Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast, broadcasting from godsword.eprn.us. Today's topic is a word on security in God. To perhaps get a clearer understanding into what it means to be secure in God, is to first take a look at what being insecure in God entails. We will do so by referencing the Holy Scriptures, because without Scripture, there is no revelation. The Scripture readings in both parts of this podcast may be taken from different versions of the Holy Bible. We will start with Psalm 73, verse 18. In the King James Version, this scripture reads, "Surely thou didst set them in slippery places, thou castest them down into destruction." Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 12, in the New Revised Standard Version reads thusly, "Therefore their ways shall be to them like slippery paths in the darkness, into which they shall be driven and fall. For I will bring disaster upon them in the year of their punishment, says the Lord." And in Ezekiel chapter 13, verses 10 and 11, from the New International Version, reads as follows, "Because they led my people astray, saying peace when there is no peace, and because when a flimsy wall is built, they cover it with whitewash. Therefore, tell those who cover it with whitewash that it is going to fall." In reading these scriptures, we learn that the wicked are prosperous, and they cause godly people to question themselves about why are they being so diligent about doing the will of God. And they may, in many instances, be left wishing that they could trade places with the wealthy. But in the final analysis, the wealthy or the wicked have no power at the point of death. And the day might come when those same wealthy storers of treasures or treasures on earth might wish that they could trade their temporary wealth for your eternal wealth. Then there's the matter of false prophets who appear to be teaching God's word. They wink at wrongdoings. They turn a deaf ear to unseemly talk. They whitewash over the wrong that people commit. But God sees right through it, and God, being a just God, is not going to let evil and wickedness prevail. At this point, we will take a short break and listen to a song entitled "A God Like You" by Kirk Franklin.
Hit me! How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce? life with you.
Previously about what pretending to be secure in God is like. It is insecurity at best. Now we will briefly examine what security in God is like. Our first scripture reading is taken from the KJV in the book of Job, chapter 11, verse 18. And reads thusly, "And thou shalt be secure, because there is hope. Yea, thou shalt dig about thee, and thou shalt take thy rest in safety." Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 6, in the English Standard Version reads, "Behold, I will bring it to health and healing. And I will heal them and reveal to them abundance of prosperity and security." In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7, verse 24, scripture as written in the New Living Translation says, "Anyone who listens to my teaching and follow it is wise, like a person who builds a house on a solid rock." The scripture coming from 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19 reads as follows from the NIV. "Nevertheless, God's solid foundation stands firm, sealed with his inscription. The Lord knows those who are his, and everyone who confesses the name of the Lord must turn away from wickedness." In these scriptures, we learn that God that in God there is hope, security, and confidence. We don't have to guess or worry. There is healing, health, and physical well-being. There is prosperity and security. We're talking about God's ordained prosperity, unlike the tainted prosperity of the evil and wicked. Let us be confident that in God there is wisdom. Whatever we gain or acquire in Him is good and it's perfect. Also, what we build on Him is built on a firm and solid foundation. That could be our aspirations, our needs, our achievements, and so much more. There's no need to go through this life feeling inadequate or insecure. God, through Jesus Christ, has enough security for all of us. Scripture tells us that He is abundant in prosperity and security. And let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, You are almighty. You are prosperity and You are security. You are hope. Forgive us for putting our hope in the material things of this world, like money, electronic devices, and items of short-term gratification and so on. These things don't last. Thank You for Your forgiveness and for our becoming caught up and such insecurities. Thank You for granting us the wisdom to humble ourselves and asking that You supply all of our earthly needs. Thank You for the wisdom and the knowledge to aspire for Your eternal kingdom. Lord, we pray for the unbelievers and the lost, that they believe and accept Your Son, Jesus, as their Lord and as their Savior. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our closing song is entitled God in Me by Mary Mary.
It's a great feeling seeing your Chime app notification on your mobile device. When you receive direct deposits in your Chime account, you're in total control of your finances. It's banking without the fees. Sign up with my referral link and you and I receive $50.
What?
That's right. You and I receive a referral bonus of $50 after sign up and direct deposit activation. Use referral link chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin. That's chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin. It's that simple and it's free. It only takes about 2 to 3 minutes to complete, and you'll be on your way to being in total control of your finances. You'll start building a positive reflection of your credit history, and that will really make a difference. Referring friends and family to the Chime family is one of the most financially rewarding experiences anyone could have. Sign up today, chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin.
You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation, we've got the sports team, and our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets. Or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.